We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Inheritances, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham D. Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Psalm 112, verses 1 to 2. Praise the Lord! How blessed is the one who fears the Lord, who greatly delights in his commands. His descendants will be powerful on the earth. The generation of the upright will be blessed. I have just read from the New English Translation. As Andrew continued to walk with the Lord, he became intentional about sowing seeds of righteousness for the sake of his future children. He understood that even though Christ had redeemed him from the curse of the law, he still had a responsibility to renew his mind and break every agreement with the iniquities of his past. One day during a prayer retreat, the Lord reminded him of today's scripture. He had read many times, but never fully understood it, but this time he did. Andrew saw clearly that being redeemed was the beginning, but walking uprightly was how he would ensure that his descendants would enjoy blessing without unnecessary warfare. He realized that every time he obeyed God, forgave someone, rejected sin, or walked in faith instead of fear, he was sowing seeds that his children and their children would one day harvest. Years passed, and Andrew noticed a remarkable shift in his life. The battles did not suddenly disappear, but they became fewer, and his victories became more effortless. Most importantly, his children grew up in an environment where faith, prayer, and righteousness were normal, not battles to be learned through suffering, but inheritances to be enjoyed through grace. Just as Andrew once looked at Jacob and saw peace and ease, his own children began to experience what he once admired. By God's grace, the cycle of trouble had been broken, and a cycle of blessing had begun. Go into today remembering that while Christ has redeemed you, what you sow today still matters. Walk in obedience, sow righteousness, and leave behind an inheritance that will make your descendants thank God for your life. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from 1 Peter 4 to 5. Click on the link after Bible in 1 year to listen to the audio Bible.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.